Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here trying to get this started. You guys got to work with me because I'm still learning how to pretty much like handle things, manage things. It's a lot for me still. I'm still just as new as it is as you guys are new to my audience. But anyway, so the topic I wanted to touch on today, which we're kind of like 20 minutes into the thing already because I'm already running late, but I'm really pretty much trying to, I want to touch on friends or foe. I'm calling the title of this trust issue, and for good reason if you ask me. But all of us face different trust issues daily. Like, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one who goes through things. But in my opinion for these things, I'm just going to start by saying this. Okay. I actually put in my, like, little bio part that you deal with trust issues with relationships, friendships, etc. Okay. Now for me, let's touch on friendship first. It's real hard to call somebody a friend. The way I was raised is that there are no friends. You know, my mom said that you guys have associates and there's people that you know. You know, you choose to put what category you in, but never as a friend. And as a little girl, I'm like, yeah, mom, you're wrong. That's my friend. And that's where I messed up at as an adolescent, is calling people my friends, and they're really not. A friend is someone, in my opinion, a friend is someone who has your best interest at heart at all times. Whether, you know, you're right or wrong, they always see the best in you and the best for you. They're never going to wish you anything bad. They're not even going to put nothing bad on you. You understand what I'm saying? It's not so much of, you know, somebody to hang out with, go out with, stuff like that. No, not at all. That's not a friend. That's just an associate. You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, you can put them in the same category as associated people you know, period. Now, I do believe in my heart that I have one really, really true friend who's been true since day one, and I've known her for over 17 years. Now, I do have immediate friends who I just befriended, and I see something in there potentially to be friends, but I could be wrong. That's one subject right here. That this right here is a tough subject to talk about, because not that I can care less about having a friend, but the ones that I actually choose have done me wrong, and I you know, it makes you bitter, you know, whether it's a relationship or a friendship. All of them are relationships, you know what I mean? So I look at my friend with the same love that I would look at my significant other. I don't know if that came out wrong, but I love my friend. Of course, you know, me and my significant other are going to be intimate and other things, like on another level. But at the same time, you know, me and my friend, I expect her to love me just as much as the next person would, as much as my, I don't know. Okay, so let me go from the issues that I'm having with trust issues with friendship. For me, I am 100% in tune with my star player, being myself. I never really cared to have a friend or stuff like that, but I'm going to tell you like this. My experience with having friends is that once your so-called friend is not your friend anymore, they expose your dirty laundry. And when you look and when you have a friend, most people turn to their friend for support or for a shoulder to cry on and all this stuff like that. It just seems to happen that I pick the people who, so when I have a shoulder to cry on, they're writing down stuff in a journal. So each tear that I drop, they're jotting down, okay, she cried and the water came out the right eye. You know what I'm saying? So now you got people over here like, no, you know, don't act like your shit don't think, my shit don't think. It's, you know, just as bad as the next person. Matter of fact, if you smell something, just thinking that's me because I'm a shit. You feel me? But in real life, though, people are not to be trusted. And that's how I see it. And I trust you as far as I can see you. Now, I'm very weak when it comes to friendships because I love hard. So it hurts me to my core to be able to sit here on this radio show and admit that I don't have any friends that I can trust like that. You know? When shit goes down, you look to your left and to the right, and people are to blame. I put it like this. You know, I live in California at this moment, and I just moved back here from Las Vegas a couple months ago. When I left to Las Vegas, I left originally because I did not like my circle or the people that was around me, anything like that, because I was getting blamed, and my business that I thought my friends knew only, the world knew, and you know, I don't really embarrass easily. It takes a lot to embarrass me, but I do hurt easily. So regardless of being embarrassed, I was hurt. So I moved on about my life. I went to Vegas, and, you know, Vegas is a whole new world for anybody. If you're looking to start over and, you know, like literally start over, you can be who you want to be. You can go where you want to go. If you weren't, you know, you're the bum here in California, you could be a baller in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? It's not just putting on the front. It's just that that's who you really can become. So, I mean, be going to Vegas. I'm not saying nothing about being fake or anything like that, but it's actually spreading your wings. And I felt judged in California, which I do again now. But at this point, I can care less how anybody feels about anything that I'm doing, because I wish somebody would put their mouth on me and say, oh, Jaquar is doing this, you know, blah, blah. I wouldn't care. So what? So what? What are you doing? We got people taking their lives because they care so much about how people feel, hanging themselves and shooting themselves. I ain't about that life. I'm not going to take my life about you. You know what I'd rather do? Dismiss you. You can go about your business and you live your life the way you live it. I live mine the way I live it, and anybody judging nobody. And if you are judging me, I bet you ain't gonna say it to my face. It's not that I'm intimidated or you're intimidating me. It's the fact that I don't even have to see you to say it. I block you on Facebook, you don't say it. Those are the things, those are the routes I take in order to dismiss somebody's negativity out of my life. And at this point, my whole point about saying all this is I don't care if you don't want to be my friend anymore, and you don't want to. Ain't no sweat off my back, and I'm not losing no sleep at night. I'd rather you go lie with the zoo like you're supposed to be, because that type of behavior right there about how no loyalty and mistrust, I don't need that in my life anyway, period. When it comes down to my significant other, which I do not have one, let me make that clear again, I do not tolerate no BS. So as far as trust issues with that, that is why I'm single. I'm working on myself and trusting myself first. My number one star player, uno, uno, that's me. So I'm not worried about what the next person is doing at all. And I say that because, you know, when it comes down to relationships, people lie, same things as friendships. I don't think the whole backstabbing thing with the friends apply to your significant other. I think, well, yeah, kind of. Recently, I know this couple. They were together for, you know, some odd years, 10 plus. And, you know, she thought that was going to be her ride or die forever and either drive around the shooter, that type of thing. And he gets another girlfriend and tells not only her business, but mine too. Let me say that again. He gets a new girlfriend and not only tells her business, but mine too. Now, let me say this. I have never addressed the situation. I left it alone. When I find out it's a snake in the grass, that's why I keep the grass cut. I'm going to investigate and do it the most. But at the end of the day, I do not feel the need to make my blood pressure go higher. Sit here and stress about what you told somebody, blah, blah, blah. I know the type of person you are. I chose to keep you in my life because I loved you. Loved. You hear that? Loved. I chose to keep you in my life because I loved you. But love don't live here no more, and I want to come down to me and you. I don't have to confront you, fight you, or none of that kind of stuff because you got your own demons and enemies that's going to fight you for me. Okay, so there's no point in me putting my time and effort into hurting somebody who hurt me. It's not. I'd rather put my energy into this radio station and venting here to help somebody else. Do you understand what I'm saying? Instead of coming to the source like, okay, well, you said this, you said that. You know what you said. I know what you said. What's the point of confronting you? You're not going to change who you are, and I'm not going to stop being hurt by who you are. So at this point, you go your way, I go mine. I'm going to love you from a distance. I'm always love whoever. If I wasn't friends with you for the last 10 years, I always have love for a human being because that's who I am. I'm a loving person. I have a lot of spite, a lot of hatred inside of me, and I'm working on that. But I'm not going to betray that to the world. I'd rather use the negativity as a positive and grow from it and help others grow. So back to the relationship with the men. Okay. Or your mate or whatever the case may be with the trust. That the mistrust from that comes from betrayal as far as cheating and, you know, lying and all that kind of stuff, which all hurts. It all hurts the same friend or boyfriend. But I'm going to tell you like this. It hurts a little differently when it comes down to somebody that you're giving your soul to. Not saying like you sold your soul to the devil. No, but when you love somebody like I do, when I'm with somebody, I love them with my heart and soul. And that means my body loves you, my mind loves you, my heart loves you, my arms love you, my bed loves you, everything about you I love. So when you hurt me and there's no more trust in our relationship, then, you know, when you lie and I catch you lying, I catch you cheating, all that kind of stuff ruins the trust. So when that happens, it ruins the being of the relationship, and there's no need to survive from that, you know, from that moment on. Like, how are we going to survive? And we're both hurt and bitter, and you're lying to me, and I'm believing you, and I'm putting my trust in you. You know, I can't do it. I was in the longest relationship I had was for 6.5 years, and happened to be with my first kid's dad. And you know, I thought it was all good, and you know, he loved me, and I loved him, and you know, it wasn't no secrets and everything. I had his first kid. He had my first kid. I mean, we have two boys together, and those were our first. We had a family, and you know, he cheated, like everybody does. But I don't know why I thought that I was the kind of person who was different from the rest. You know, because it took so long for us to get to the friend. We were friends for so long before we even started having intercourse. So from there, we went from just having intercourse to just being, you know, still friends that are doing friends with benefits, I guess. Then we go from that. We went levels. We didn't just jump head first, and then, you know, he just decided one day he didn't want to be with me. No, that's not what happened. It took some time. So when I found out he was cheating, it was kind of like, what? I mean, weren't we friends first? Are we not still friends while we're dating? Why can't you talk to me and tell me not happy kind of thing? He took it so far to where he starts another family. Which means, you know, I said that nicely, he got another baby mama. So, you know, by him having multiple baby mamas at this point, I don't feel special anymore. I feel mistreated. I feel used, abused. I feel all the emotions you can feel because I love you with my heart and soul. Everything in me burned down. So my trust being part of that, you know, I haven't loved another. I've loved, but that's just human love. But I've never loved nobody from my soul since him, and it's been going on 4 years now. And that makes trust issues. And I have been with people. I actually, you know, I told you guys I have a son who's 7 months. So apparently I've been with other people, but it wasn't making love when he was conceived. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't a love relationship then. It is not one now. I do not feel like I can ever love anybody like I loved him. That ship has sailed, and it's sad to say because I will want to. But then I think about it, sometimes I don't want to. And I'm scared more than, I don't know if the trust issues turn into nervousness or scaredness or something like that, but I feel like you know, what if I put my heart and soul into this again with the next person, woman, male or female, it doesn't matter. If I put it into the relationship and then they happen to do me wrong again, it's like, well, shit, I didn't waste all this time being single for this. I played myself. I let you play me. I played myself. I'm not never going to lie to myself first. So therefore, I left myself in a vulnerable state of mind, and I end up being with somebody who was worse than my kid's dad, or, you know, take it from just all type of BS and drama that I brought into my life because I decided to love somebody and they show their true colors. I know it's people out there who are listening to me or who will listen to this one day, and they will think like, well, bitch, shit, I loved you. I liked you, and you never returned that love. No, I didn't. But what I never do is don't go into a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a relationship with a significant other, without being honest and upfront. And what I mean by that is, the guy is forcing me to, like, want to date him and all that. You know, you're in my inbox blowing me up, asking for my phone number. It takes you a year to get my phone number. You finally get it. We get on the phone. We talk. We vibe. I'm, you know, I'm easy to talk to. You're easy to listen. We're basically, we just mesh well on the phone. You take it from there. It takes you another year to meet me, okay? Once you meet me, now we're dating. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I told you within this first year that I have a lot of things going on with me, in my mind, my body, my soul, that I don't have time for you. But you want to, oh, I can take you through this. You know, I'm not like the rest of the guy. Shut the fuck up. I don't. My trust issues come from the fact that I don't believe what you're saying because you're full of shit. And that's just me. So until I can heal myself from the inside out, maybe I need Jesus to help me because I can't do this by myself. Until then, I will be remain single, and I need to stress that issue right there. I need to, you know, point that out, and let's say that again, because as much as I think about being with somebody, or I will want to be with somebody, or, you know, anything in that nature, it doesn't always happen, you know. And I just have a lot of healing to do. And until I can heal from that, then I'm cool on trying to build something with somebody. So if you are one of the people that I have dated in the last couple years, I never dated you, period. If I never looked you in the eye in the middle of the night while we're laying in the bed and we're holding each other and I said to you, baby, I love you, I'm talking to you. Okay, and it's not many because I'm not that type of girl. So at the end of the day, you know, recently I just had somebody propose to me. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? First of all, I haven't even known you long enough to even want to be around you for the rest of my life. On top of that, my thing is this. Everything that this guy did when he was around me annoyed the hell out of me. I mean, from the way he woke up and the way he yawned and the way he walked to the bathroom and the way he comes back from the bathroom, the way he lays on my bed to watch TV, the way he takes the trash, every little thing that he did irritated me. That's how I knew right then and there, you ain't the one. Because I can't wake up already like, God damn, won't you fucking just leave already? Like, you know, I mean, one thing he did that was nice is the way he interacted with my child, which I never had nobody around my child before, but I was in a bitter state of mind, I guess you could say, and I messed up. I'll never do that again, but it happened. So I like the way he was interacting with my child, yes. Okay, other than that, nigga, you can go. You know what I'm saying? And it so happened, I didn't like him from the beginning. Then I get to let him even come in my life, so I'm socializing with the nigga. When he leaves, I ain't talk to him. He calling my phone, I ain't answering. He texts me, I ain't answering. He on Facebook writing on my wall, I ignore it. You send me an inbox, I act like I didn't see it. I mean, I'm just really trying this nigga to the left. So one day I'm like, let me go ahead and check this nigga out, see how he get down. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I have been ignoring this nigga. I can give a fuck. But let me see if maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm bitter about my baby's dad that I'm not giving this guy a chance. Let me look deep. So I look around, you know what I'm saying, watch the nigga. Come to find out, he, what do you call it? Oh, he's talking all type of bitches on, you know, he invited me to this group on Facebook, and it's nasty. It's like for, you know, sexually, I don't know, freaks, I guess. It's a freak book. First of all, what's done in the dark, okay, that stays in the dark with me. I'm not that type of bitch. I'm not finna get on there and put my pussy out there and let everybody know, oh, here come my pussy. Pussy Monday, titty Tuesday, dick down Thursday. I don't give a fuck about none of that. That's my private life. So you add me to this to see how nasty you are? What is your point of adding me to this? You get on there and this girl pussy shots and you're like, oh, I can't wait to eat that. Oh, I want to eat that. I want to eat that. I'm like, ew. Why would you show me that? What I look like? So that's disrespectful. The fact that you invited me to there. Then you, that's number one, that you even invited me. Then when I get in there, I see you telling about you want to eat the booty like groceries to somebody else. Hold on. You didn't cross 20 lines that fast. So, nigga, no, you're not my type. I don't want nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, you know, you trying to front and then inbox me. Oh, why are you tripping? Why are you tripping? Ain't nobody tripping. Nigga, you the one tripping because you should have never had me around that. And you should have never brought me to that part of your life. If you wanted me to know you were a freak and that's what type of shit you do, you should have told me that. Don't show me. Like, you know what I'm saying? To get me prepared for what the fuck I'm about to see. So I really wasn't butthurt about it because I never liked him in the beginning. But the fact is, that's just my point right there. Had I fell for his bullshit and all that shit he was talking, nigga, you a fucking nasty ass motherfucker. You fuck on anything, you lick anything, you just nasty as fuck. So had I fell for that shit like a weak ass bitch would have, then I would have been hurting myself. Okay? Now, I sometimes do choose assholes over gentlemen, but I ain't no telling on who's an asshole and who's a gentleman because the asshole might be the one who actually is a gentleman because he has his guard up like I do. Because I'm the asshole. I'm the bitch. But I feel like I'm that woman that the man needs in his life, and I think we better each other, whoever he is. So I can be all that in one, just like Finesse Guy can. So I don't judge off of what your persona comes off of. Because the dude I'm talking about, he came off as a gentleman, you know what I'm saying, sweet and all this stuff. But nigga, but behind closed doors, you're a fucking devil. I've dealt with the devil before. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to keep on doing it by volunteers. Like, that's dumb as shit. But back to trust issues, that's where it comes from, you know? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to call somebody. I'm going to, oh, yeah, never mind. Yes, I won't. Well, place this in. I don't know if it's going to work because I've never called anyone before. But I wanted to get there. I just wanted you to see where the trust issues come from and how these niggas be lying to me. It ain't everybody, okay? I'm just saying how they be lying to me and why I be so upset. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Okay, did you guys see that? Did you see that? All he heard was my voice and hung up the phone. That just goes to show you right there that, like, he, you know, I'm not going to say who it was because it doesn't matter. That just goes to show you right there that, okay, while I'm talking to you before I actually called him, he was texting me. Okay, reason why he's not talking to me is why? Because you're with your girlfriend. Niggas ain't shit. That's my whole point of saying this shit. He's not. So you texting me, but when I call you, you can't answer. I mean, you answer and you hang up because you with your girlfriend. You thought it was going to be somebody else because you didn't know the number. But that just goes to show, that's my point right there, to show you that that's where the trust issues come from. And, yeah, I'm better than that. At every cost, I am better than that. And I would never settle for something like that. But that just goes to show you right there how people get down, okay? Now, I really would like to call somebody else. Oh, it said that the call failed. I don't believe that. I believe that he hung up because that's how he is, and regardless. Anywho. Okay, let me see. I'm going to call another number. We're going to get an opinion of, you know what, I really don't want to call anybody else that's without them knowing that they're going to be on the phone with me, on the radio with me, because maybe not everybody is not as comfortable as being put out there as I am. I don't care. I'd rather Like I said, you guys know how I look at it. I look at it as, helping somebody else with my experiences. So whether I'm being embarrassed or whatever the case may be, I'm really not an embarrassed kind of person, so it don't matter to me. But, I will be continuing tonight. This is pretty much another trial one for me. I just wanted to get some things off my chest and see how well and things I need to fix and everything like that. So because of that, I do have 16 minutes left. I'm going to use all the 16 minutes because I did not use the first 20. So I'm going to play a song and just see how this works out. But it's really a snippet, and it's just something to listen to while I take a bathroom break. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. So how you like that song? That's called Fairy Tales by JoJo. And it's one of my favorites by her. I actually learned it a long time ago. I like to sing and things like that. I don't know if I mentioned that. But the thing is, when it comes down to, I actually downloaded a couple songs to play for you guys today. So that was, like I said, that was JoJo. So we're going to go from there to, let's see, the next song. And this is just pretty much, if you guys are for entertainment, if you want to go ahead and, tune off the station, that's fine. Like I told you, I'm doing trial runs and learning how my goods and my bads and how to stay on track, because I do not know how to stay on track on the subject. I like to roam around and eat just like I just did right now, you see. So I'm going to play this next song for you. It's a song that I've been singing for the last couple of days. I just like it a lot. So I'm going to play it, and I'm going to go take care of some business. I'll be right back.
Sooner or later, we'll wonder why.
Well, I'm back. So I did have somebody on the line that, well, actually, I don't know what happened to my caller, but we're gonna call back. So let's go ahead and call back and see what's going on. We're actually gonna check on our caller from the other day, Miracle. With her and trust issue. Well, we couldn't get her today, but we definitely will talk to her later tonight. So we're going to continue the show at 11 o'clock tonight. I'll have more stuff to talk about and things that are pretty juicy and, hot topics or whatever the case may be. But I'm going to do some more research and I'm going to, Google things that are going to be helpful towards the subject. I took a poll on Facebook on things I should be able that I can talk about that people want to talk about. Trust issues was not one of them, but I have a lot of trust issues, so I spoke on it, But anyway, so tonight we're going to talk about something totally different, and I'm going to actually have a well, maybe have a co-host, which is going to be a male, and he's very opinionated, but I love that about him. And, basically we're going to have different views on how, of course, we'll have a male opinion and a female opinion. So I'm definitely going to think about a good subject to talk about. I'm going to think about some good songs to play, which we're going to have another hour session. But, we're basically getting our feet wet together. So pretty much, have to bear with us and stuff like that. It'll get better. But every Thursday, we'll probably like this, I'll be probably playing Throwback Thursday songs that has to do or maybe not has to do with the subject we're talking about. I'm thinking about having this special guest twice a week. So maybe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, And Turned Up Tuesdays, Turned Up Thursdays. Hey, we never know. Turned Up Tuesday, Throwback Thursday. That sounds good. But anyway, I'm with it all, So I'm gonna go over some things, some paperwork, and all my notes I've been jotting down, and all the things that I've been dealing with, and put them all together so that tonight when I do come back at 11, we'll have things very clearly. Maybe that one I'll actually launch. If you happen to hear this, hopefully it helps you a little bit. Maybe I'm just rambling on, but that's what I do. So, later tonight, I'm going to have everything in order. I might just do a 30-minute show tonight because, yeah, I probably do a 30 to 45-minute show tonight so I can actually make it feel good, sound good, and I'll get up to the hour later, maybe a couple weeks down the line. But this is my first time doing this long. The song I'm going to play to go out of here is actually Trust Issues. So you guys have a blessed the rest of the day. It's 5 o'clock, so I know everybody's going home. I'm already here. I'm just being a mom. So, all right. Anything you need, you can always count on me. Count on Corey. Signing off.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Call up, I'm drinking. Let's call up and
All I care about is money and the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one. Hey. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. A strong one. Two white cups and I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes. Yeah. You know what I'm sipping. I teach you how to mix it. but you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping and put in something different. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, trust issues. Oh, trust issues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's call up on drinking, let's all get tasty. On drinking, let's all get tasty. Yeah. Drizzy Drake, check me out. Coming live from the motherfucking north side. Kick game, running real good. But never ever had my bitches sitting courtside. Same nigga that you knew way back when. You acting like it's somebody you don't know. Tell me how the fuck we supposed to stay friends when you got a bunch of feelings that you don't show. I could tell certain people don't like me no more. New shit don't excite me no more. Guess that they don't really make them like me no more. You could look me in my eyes and see I ain't myself. Cause if y'all what I created, then I hate myself. But still, let them girls in and tell them all, leave them cell phones on the table where we see them. I'm all day with it, man. AM to the PM, niggas hating. I just wish that they were saying when they see them all. That's that shit that drives me crazy. And it's all that I've been getting lately. And it's probably why I'm scared to put the time in. Women wanna fuck like that, me and I'm now. Looking for some things, and I think that I can find them in you. In you. Oh, trust issues. Oh, trust issues. Oh, trust issues.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's call up on drinking. Let's all get tasty. On drinking. Let's all get tasty. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Call up on drinking. Let's call up and.
Okay, I guess I'm back. I'm trying to learn how to end this episode. I keep pushing it and it's not doing it. I know they won't make me go, well, since that's the case, then I'll just go ahead and play another song.
Me and this guy had a real strange relationship. It's like we had some kind of power over each other. I mean, I remember this one time he called me. It had to be like 4 in the morning. It was like pouring rain outside, and I was knocked out. But it was like when I heard his voice, something got me out of bed, and I had to come to him. And it's like, whenever he would call, I came running.
Like 2 blunts. Got me feeling some type of way. Told you we were cool, I didn't like you. And the only thing that I got is the feeling that we've been feeling. Faded, faded, faded. All because of you. love how we kick it. Can't nobody fuck with you, we gon' break the rules. Knew this shit would happen, why you do me this way? I just can't help myself. So baby, tonight I'll give you over time. I'ma tell you what's on my mind. The truth is too hard to find. Faded, faded, faded. All because of you.